Hello, and welcome back to the 5 Minute Philosophy Podcast. Thank you for being here. So, the other day I finished Genevieve Lloyd's book, The Man of Reason, published in 1984, by the way, which discusses reason, capital R, and its gendering as male in the history of Western philosophy. So, it's basically a feminist perspective on epistemology, mostly, which is the study of knowledge. And this is really interesting because when reason is usually discussed, what comes up typically is how it differs from sense experience, a priori moral values, and so on, and never how it's actually presented as a potentially gendered value which has maybe excluded women over the course of history. So, why does Lloyd argue this? What's her evidence that reason is essentially a male value? Well, throughout the book, she goes through different rationalist philosophers and how they've portrayed reason in their works, so including Plato, Descartes, Hegel, and so on. The most obvious signpost towards this maleness of reason is actually found in language. So, for example, Philo, a philosopher who lived in 20 BC, quite a long time ago, writes in his Questions and Answers on Exodus that, quotation, progress is indeed nothing else than the giving up of the female gender by changing into the male, since the female gender is pa material, passive, corporeal, and sense perceptible, while the male is active, rational, incorporeal, and more akin to mind and thought. End quotation. So this is, you can kind of see it's quite self-explanatory, the differences here. So throughout her book, Lloyd highlights this apparent dualism between male and female, reason and nature, active, passive, so on. A dualism that we might also recognize from the works of Plato and Descartes. So if you remember, Plato and Descartes were big on the split between mind and body, spiritual existence and material existence, etc. Lloyd writes that another quotation, the divided soul model of Plato produces much more complex relationships between femininity and reason than the alignments of femaleness and matter, maleness and reason. Skipping forward 2,000 years then to Descartes, to the same dualistic model. But what's interesting here is that Descartes' theory of knowledge, so how he attempted to present rationality as a natural attribute, appears to be quite egalitarian in its aims. So, according to Descartes, this natural light of reason is supposedly equal in all, as Lloyd writes. But unfortunately for Descartes, he somewhat suffered from the established history of this ideal of reason. So Lloyd writes that in the context of associations already existing between gender and reason, his version of the mind-body relationship produced stark polarizations of previously existing contrasts. So that is contrast between man and women, which were already established, which kind of tainted his dualism. So, in addition to this, there's also a somewhat social bias, or ignorance, we might say, in Descartes' attempted egalitarian account of reason. So, what Descartes was most preoccupied in this area was his method, which, in his Discourse on Method, published in 1637, refers to, quotation, rules which are certain and easy, and such that whomsoever will observe them accurately will never assume what is false as true. So basically, a roadmap to true knowledge that can be accessed wholly through reason. So how does this betray a social bias or ignorance on Descartes' part? Because it doesn't seem to be, does it? No. So the answer, interestingly, comes directly from a woman with whom Descartes himself was in direct contact with via letter, who was Princess Elizabeth of Bohemia. So, in a letter to Descartes, writing of this proposed method, she writes, "The life I am constrained to does not allow me enough free time to acquire a habit of meditation in accordance with your rules." So, this proposed ideal of reason, no matter how hard Descartes tries, cannot be an equal goal for all. So, women's position simply did not allow them enough time for this type of reflection. And I mean, even if it did, what could they do with it? Not go to university or pursue it as a career? Lloyd writes that the sharpness of the separation of the ultimate requirements of truth seeking from the practical affairs of everyday life reinforced already existing distinctions between male and female roles, opening the way to the idea of distinct male and female consciousness. And this last idea of a distinctive male and female consciousness is really important, in my opinion. Precisely because of this, the professed neutrality of reason becomes a bit problematic. So because women have historically been assigned to realms which might be considered more practical or emotional, like the home, this already creates a gap between women's roles and the ideal of abstract, detached reason, which would be, detached from the emotional, the practical, the experiential. So already we can see why reason itself has been presented as a transcending or a denial of the typically feminine. So the claim then that reason is male seems to suggest that what is reasonable for men wouldn't be reasonable for women, simply because A, the ideal has been wholly manufactured by men through the exclusion of women from the philosophical tradition, and B, that women or female presenting people experience the world differently to men, as we said through the distinctive male and female consciousness. So to deny this distinction, this experiential difference in favour of a neutral ideal of reason just isn't realistic, and just further solidifies reason as male by not questioning its bias whatsoever. So there you have it. I would really recommend the book where I got all this from, which was called The Man of Reason by Genevieve Lloyd, by the way. It was a very interesting read. Good perspective. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed, and bye for now.